As you find your seats, I believe we have a little video clip I was going to start off with, so you can check that out. See, what is this guy going to do? Yeah, what a Chad. Unbelievable. Somehow he pulled that off. That is a great great image of what a lot of us sometimes act like. The famous words are, I got this, right? I can handle it. That's especially a man thing, but... And there's a good thing to, to working hard, right? To not being lazy, not being irresponsible, all that kind of stuff. It's good to take on that weight of responsibility and get her done. But I'm finding that there is a range of responsibility. On one side, being totally irresponsible, lazy, good for nothing, whatever you want to call it. And then you should be taking on some weight. You should be taking on some responsibility. But if you take on too much responsibility, at some point it gets unhealthy in the other direction, and you become what they call over-responsible. We have a little graphic for this. I just made this thing up. It's called the, the responsibility spectrum, I think I called it. Responsibility spectrum. I just made it up. Anyway, on one hand, irresponsible. On the other hand, overly responsible. In the middle, just right. Right amount of responsibility. See, either one of those extremes is not healthy for us. And either one of those extremes can land you in the counselor's office. And I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. An example of bearing a responsibility. Our dog, we just had to put down a couple weeks ago. Having a dog is a responsibility, right? That's a good thing to take on. And over the past year or so, our dog got something called Cushing's disease. And never heard of it. But you could tell something was wrong. She wasn't herself anymore. She's having a hard time getting around and all this stuff. And a couple months ago, I'm being responsible for the dog. I will take the dog to the vet. Dog can't really get up into the van on her own anymore. So I straddle out. She's like 65-pound type thing. I straddle underneath her, and I do one of these type of things to get her up into the van. And I don't know if I actually heard it, but I definitely felt something snap. I'm still working on that one. I still feel it. It's a couple of months later. I think it might have been a tendon. I'm not sure. Anyway, sometimes when you take on the responsibility, the weight of the responsibility, that was an object lesson for me, sometimes it hurts you to bear it, even though that was the right thing, that I was doing that. And then just to finish the story of the dog, a couple of weeks ago, we finally had gotten to peace about putting her down, and the Lord gave us a nice, peaceful moment with our family at the vet and stuff, and our son, Mac, had been the one usually who took on the responsibility of feeding the dog morning and evening, and so he did the lion's share of the grave that we dug, and, so he bore the responsibility of that. That's work. And it was very touching since, after my incident, I didn't want to be the one to pick her up again. So it was very touching to watch him wrap her in the blanket and carry her and lay her in the grave. It was a very touching moment, but what a responsibility, weight of responsibility in a good way that we watched unfold in that. Now, also a couple weeks ago, when we found out that Pastor Jeff was going to have heart surgery, there was another good lesson in responsibility with that. The leadership team gathered together and we had a really good meeting about how we're going to handle the next few weeks while Pastor Jeff has surgery and is in recovery. And it felt like the Lord brought the team together, and everything looked good. But then a couple of weeks after that meeting, I noticed that the stress or the pressure, the weight of the responsibility was starting to bug me a little bit in my mind or my emotions. And I even started to feel like a little pressure in my chest. And I was like, oh no, nope. Jeff already had this thing. And if you remember back in February, Josh was in the emergency room, and the same week I was too. And it's like, okay, I already have a reputation for if someone's in the emergency room, I want to be in there too. So Jeff had surgery. Yeah, me too. It's like, no. I had to tell my thoughts and my emotions, no, that's not what's happening right now, okay? We're not going to do it. But part of that inner struggle was, you can't do that. And anytime you tell yourself you can't, like, I can't get sick, I can't go down, and it actually produces more anxiety, more stress. So at some point, I was talking to my wife about it and praying. At some point, I finally started hearing from the Lord about this thing I'm talking about today. Where is the weight of the responsibility? How much of that am I actually carrying, and how much of that is on Him? It's very important that we get this right, or we will end up in the counselor's office or the emergency room or something. A great Bible passage for this, in case you wondered if I was ever going to talk about the Bible today. That was the intro. Now we're on the Bible part. Matthew 11, a familiar passage, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, if you look at this passage, I know it's not school, like it's summer vacation right now, but remember verbs in school, verbs, action words, right? There's actually five, I believe, verbs in here. Jody, you can tell me if I missed something, but come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Maybe there's more, but those are the ones I'm talking about. Notice that four of those action words are on us, and one of them is on Jesus. The one that's on Jesus is, he says, I here's what I'm going to do. Here's my job. I'm going to give you rest. That's what he's promised to do. The other four are us. Come, take, learn, find. So let's look at these for a minute. Remember the guy with the fridge? Somehow he pulled it off. But if that was me, it wouldn't have worked. So I want you to picture me with a refrigerator over here, trying to move it on my own. I don't have a hand truck or straps or anything, hydraulic, forklift. I don't have anything. I just have me, and I'm trying to do what that guy did on the video. How do I lift this thing? Now, picture over here, Jesus, and he says, come to me. What am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to put it down. I'm going to have to stop striving, stop trying, stop doing what I'm doing, and come to him. Right there, you got 90% of this thing fixed right there. Anytime you are struggling with a burden, weary, getting away from it is going to help you. Laying it down, walking away, stop is going to help you. So that's the come to me part. The next part, take my yoke upon you. Now, we don't deal much with yolks unless it's an egg. So it might not be too much in our brains what a yolk is, but I think you do know what a yoke is. Basically, it's the thing that hooks the two animals together, right? So they can combine their strength. So two animals can combine their strength to pull one load, right? So the yoke symbolizes our connection. Connection with Jesus. So he's not only saying, stop and come here and come to me. He's saying, take my yoke. He's saying, connect with me. Get connected with me. Don't try to do this on your own. Get connected with me. And the next word, learn. What that does, that puts him in the place of being in charge of this thing, not us. He's the leader. We're the follower. He's the teacher. We're the student. So if you like to be in charge, you need to learn how not to be in charge. So when he says, learn of me, I picture him walking over to the fridge. Okay, let me show you how this is done, okay? And he comes over here, and he takes the heavy end. And he says, get the light end. Did you ever carry something with somebody, and they had the heavy end? And there, it's a kind of a mixed feeling, because part of you is like, yes, I don't have the heavy end. But the other part of you is feeling guilty, like, gee, sorry you got the heavy end. He wants you to take the light end. It's very clear in this passage, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. The thing, he does want you to carry something. He's not letting you off. Okay, go sit down over there. You know, have a sweet tea. I'm going to carry this for you. I mean, there are times in our lives, I guess, when he probably does that. But in general, he likes to work with us. And he likes to carry the heavy end and lead, be the leader. And he likes us to take the light end and follow his lead. And you know how that is when you're carrying something. Like, the leader will say, like, okay, swing around. You know, okay, I'll go down the stairs first, and then you listen to him, you work with him. And that's a learning process of how, instead of being in charge of it ourselves, doing it all our way, bearing the full weight of it ourselves. It's a learning process to learn how to work with Jesus and let him take the heavy end. Let the weight of it be on him. Notice in those four verbs, come, take, learn, and find. Remember he said, I will give you rest. But notice it's not till the very end of that whole series that we actually find the rest that he's trying to give us. We don't get the rest just by come, or just by come take, or we have to come take and learn in order to find the rest that he's offering us. We're not actually having rest for our souls until we have done all those steps. All right, now today we are going to be having communion. And I need to tell you, communion is open to everybody who wants to get connected with Jesus today. And I'm going to have you shift now from that refrigerator image to a different picture. We're going to put it on the screen for you. Remember, he carried the cross. And I love this picture because it shows him carrying what? He's got the heavy... That dude following him, he's doing hardly anything. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Did you ever work with a little kid and they weren't really doing anything, but you wanted them to be there? We just got a new puppy, and I was outside this morning with the puppy, and I was like sweeping off the deck and stuff, grass and stuff, and I was like, the puppy was like there, like, hey, this is awesome. And I was like talking to the puppy as if the puppy was my helper, you know? Good job, thank you. Yeah, we're getting this swept off, aren't we? That's what Jesus does with us. We got such a light end. We're there. He just wants us to be with him. He'll do the heavy lifting. Anyway, I want to read to you a familiar passage as we begin to prepare our hearts for communion, and the worship team can start getting ready because they're going to be providing worship during communion. I want to read to you Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 6. It says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I want you to notice there's four places in that passage where it talks about the weight that went on him instead of on us. He took up our pain. He was carrying the weight of our pain. He bore our suffering. He was carrying the weight of our suffering. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Lord didn't make us carry the weight of our own iniquity. He made Jesus carry the weight of our iniquity, of our sin. And it says, the punishment that brought us peace was on him. He bore the weight of the punishment, of the pain, of the suffering, of the sin. He bore the weight. He bore the heavy thing. He already did that. You don't have to carry that. Isn't this good news? You don't have to carry the weight of the pain. You don't have to carry the heavy end of that. You don't have to carry the weight of suffering. You don't have to carry the weight of sin, your own sin. You don't even have to carry the weight of your own sin. You don't have to carry the punishment that your sins deserve. He's going to carry all of that, the weight of that, on the cross. And as I said, with lifting the dog and feeling a little pain there because of the weight of it, he definitely lifted such a heavy thing that day that it killed him. He bore it for us. Now, it's up to us to do what I had just been talking about. Come, take, learn, and find. And when it comes to communion, these are very simple steps. I want to put them on the screen for you. Come to the table. We're going to have you guys come forward to the table so that you can put into practice this idea of leaving where you're at and coming to Jesus to connect with him. Take my yoke upon me, upon you, he said. Today we're taking the bread and we're taking the cup and we're taking those things as a connection point with Jesus. We're connecting with Jesus by taking the symbol of his body and the symbol of his blood shed for us. And in this process, we are telling him, I want to learn to follow you. I want to learn to let you take the heavy end of whatever it is I'm dealing with. I know you probably all have something in mind right now that you're dealing with that is the burden of your heart right now. I want you to shift the weight of that over onto him today as you take communion. I want you to say, thank you, Lord, for carrying the weight of this for me so I can take the light end. I just want to follow your lead on this and give it to you. So I hope that you will be able to leave your burdens, the heavy end of your burdens up here with him today and find rest for your souls. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much that you made this offer to us, that we could come to you when we are weary, come to you when we are burdened, and that we would find rest for our souls simply by partnering with you and letting you take the heavy end for us. Thank you for what you did on the cross, taking the heaviness of our sin, of our pain, of our suffering. Thank you for carrying that load, Lord, so that we don't have to. And thank you today that as we bring our burdens to you, you want to take them. You want to help us carry them. We pray that you help us shift the weight of that over onto you today as we spend this time in communion. Bless the symbol, Lord, of your bread, of your body. Bless the symbol of your cup, Lord, this symbol of your blood, to help us connect with you today, to help us shift our burdens over onto you today. We come to meet with you today, in Jesus' name. Amen. As the worship team sings, you could feel free to make your way forward. There's tables on each side. You may serve yourself, and you can either serve yourself right here, or you can take it back to your seat if you want to spend some time before you partake. Let's meet with Jesus right now. Bring your burdens to him. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for ever thinking we could bear the weight, for ever thinking, I've got this. You told us very clearly in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. And here on this week where we observe Independence Day, Lord, we are saying we are totally dependent on you. We are declaring dependence, our dependence on you. We need you, Lord. We can't lift this without you. We ask you to take the heavy end, Lord. We ask you to be the lead. And we ask you to help us learn to stay connected with you. Help us follow your lead. Help us just stay in our lane and hold on to the part you're giving us, the light end that you're giving us. Help us to do that, Lord. And help us to always, always let the weight of it be on you. Lord, you are the one who holds the universe together. You are the one who carried the weight of the entire world on your shoulders on Calvary, Lord. We're just along for the ride here, Lord. We want to stay connected with you, but we want to let you take the lead. We can't do it without you, Lord. We need you. We pray that you help us, Lord, as we head into another week, Lord. Help us to continually find ourselves coming to you, connecting with you, following your lead, learning of you, so that our souls can stay, even when we're busy, so our souls can stay in a place of rest, knowing that you've got this. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Isn't he good? Isn't he good that he wants to take all these burdens upon himself? Amen. There's going to be prayer up here for anyone who has any specific prayer requests. Please feel free to come up. And the rest of you, you are free to go. We have coffee and fellowship out there in the Welcome Center. You're free to hang out as long as you want. And we pray that you have a great week in the Lord. Thank you for being here today.